This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, you might think of ants as an annoyance when you see them in the kitchen, but they're actually very sophisticated workers. And a new study out of Switzerland finds the corporate structure of carpenter ants has some similarities to our own. For more, we're joined by May Barenbaum, who heads the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, so what do you make of this idea that an ant colony is sort of like a corporation?
Well, this is an observation that people have made for some time. Ants and other social insects face similar challenges to the challenges we face as social animals, and that's coordinating the activities of a large number of individuals to work more efficiently towards some common collective good.
And one of the interesting things here is that they don't necessarily have the same jobs their whole lives.
Right. Ants and bees and a few others are interesting in that they divide up the labor according to age. So in the case of this study, the very youngest ants, for the most part, tend to take care of the queen and the young. Then they move into a role as sort of custodians and cleaners. And the oldest, most experienced individuals go out into the world and forage, look for resources.
Is there a way to jump the ladder to get a promotion, if you will, without just getting older?
Some of the ants actually skip the cleaner position and transition directly from nurse to forager. But the thing about this that may be different from human corporations is that you can't blame nepotism because they're all related to each other.
And I assume the queen is the CEO of the ants?
The queen isn't exactly a CEO. She's sort of the only one with a dead-end job in that it's all she does is lay eggs.
Do you think that there's anything that we humans can learn from the way that ants divvy up their labor and organize their corporate structure?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're already learning how ants manage to communicate so efficiently without losing time running through some sort of central coordinating facility. They don't talk the way we do. There's no ant email, per se. They use chemical signals. They use tactile signals. And they tend to make decisions based on local information, which then can move throughout the colony.
Do they ever retire? Do the ants ever retire when they get bored of work after all those days?
Oh, I don't know. Ant retirement is not pretty. Let's just say that in many social insect colonies, there's one specialized task, which is corpse removal.
May Barenbaum, head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.